On the second floor of the University of Louisiana at Monroe's Pharmacy Building is an office that provides a vital component to Louisiana's Medicaid program, working with doctors to make sure the most effective medicines are getting to the patients who need them. Dr. Sandra Blake is the director of the Office of Outcomes Research and Evaluation at the University of Louisiana at Monroe as part of the ULM Pharmacy Program. You've said that your office really works as a consultant to Medicaid, among a lot of other things. But what is the Office of Outcomes Research and Evaluation?
Well, we provide support to the Louisiana Medicaid program, particularly the Medicaid Pharmacy Program. And we do it a lot of different ways. We do it through clinical research and sharing clinical expertise. We also support the pre-authorization program, which is part of the pharmacy program. And we do a lot of data analysis and quality measurement, ad hoc reporting for the Medicaid program to support them in their efforts to serve the citizens of the state as well as be good stewards of the taxpayers' monies.
Your offices are over in the Bienville building, the pharmacy building. From that building, you have a number of different things that you work on. One of them is the Asthma Health Education by Louisiana Pharmacists. What is that program designed to do?
That's a really great program. We've been doing that since probably 2006. It's called Health Education by Louisiana Pharmacist, or Asthma Help. And we take identify Medicaid recipients who have asthma, who have had emergency room visits in the previous 6 months. And asthma is a disease that can be influenced a lot by patient education, through patient education. And so our pharmacists, who are all certified asthma educators, they have a list of patients, and they call those patients. They have a protocol, an education protocol, and they go over medications, they go over lifestyle. And what they're trying to do is improve the quality of life for Medicaid recipients who have asthma, as well as reduce the number of emergency room visits, reduce the inpatient admissions. That saves the state money, but it also means that we have a healthier patient.
So you certainly have some success stories too.
We have some. This has been really great. We've had some, in particular, one young woman in New Orleans, had asthma, and she was limited in her PE activities at school. And so our asthma educators worked with her, talked with her family too, and talked to her about her medications and her environment, how to keep her home where it reduced her asthma attacks. And now she's able to play basketball. We also have an older lady who could hardly get around her apartment, and now she can walk around the block and go visit friends. So I think that it's been very beneficial.
You also work with calculating the HEDIS number, which I'll explain that acronym. It's the Healthcare Effectiveness Data and Information Set. Explain that to us.
Well, nowadays we're very interested in medical quality. How do we put a number on that quality? How do we count it? How do we show that maybe one health plan is better than another health plan? And so a national committee has come up with these measures. These are nationally accepted measures, and they measure things like the breast cancer screening, whether adolescents are going for annual visits, whether infants are getting their well child visits in their early stages of life, immunizations, lead screening, a lot of important like healthcare procedures, and a lot of preventive. We're looking for preventive care.
But working to turn that data into information that then can be acted on.
That's right. We have a staff of very skilled analysts who query a very big database full of the Medicaid claims, and they're trying to take those claims and condense them into some information that can be usable by the state. It helps the state see where they need to target more education for providers and education for recipients, too.
Now, the Office of Outcomes Research and Evaluation at the ULM Pharmacy Program also works with the prior authorization program, dealing with physicians and medication, working to make sure that people are served well by the medications that they get.
That's correct. The pre-authorization program started went live in June of 2002, and we have a call center. So there's a drug list that's the preferred drug list, and we encourage physicians to use that drug list. But when it's medically necessary for a patient to have a drug that is not on the list, the physician or his or her office calls our call center, and they have to demonstrate medical necessity, and then we can approve that drug, and that's called a prior authorization. So we have a staff of pharmacists and pharmacy techs that handle those calls.
And that's the statewide office here?
That's a statewide office, right. And we work with the state to administer their preferred drug list while ensuring that when medically necessary, the patient gets the appropriate medication that they need.
So it's working for the patient, but also for the state.
That's correct.
And another way that really you work to help statewide is by sharing the clinical expertise that is here at the center.
That's true. I mean, we are fortunate to have the State College of Pharmacy in Monroe, Louisiana, in Northeast Louisiana. But we see our role as serving the state, the entire state, and we do, we have a lot of very, very qualified faculty members and staff in our office, and they do a lot of patient education and also provider education that provides clinical information for prescribers in the Medicaid program. We have a lot of information about our office available at the ULM website, too.
Dr. Sandra Blake is the director of the Office of Outcomes Research and Evaluation in the ULM Pharmacy Program. Dr. Blake, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay. My pleasure.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.